بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. A little while in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how we are sitting here at the moment, a little while, a few minutes, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is most precious, most valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all the seconds of our life, from all the minutes of our life, the time that is spent in the yad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo lamha hayat, jo Allah ki yad mein jo aadmi guzarta hai, wo sabse qeemti lamhat hai. While sitting and pondering over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we take the name Allah, Allah, wa la ilaha illallah, we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah so many times before, that sakina descends on such a gathering, peace, tranquility, serenity, angels throng such a gathering, Allah's rahmat covers such a gathering, Allah remembers such a gathering in the gathering of the angels. So sukoon comes down. Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This is the usul, the principle. Quran has mentioned very, very clearly, explicitly. Allah, behold, bidhikrillah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall hearts feel contentment, serenity, peace of mind. So in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will get that sukoon. But in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's a little disobedience, that sukoon, that chain, will be snatched away. A person will not enjoy that type of sukoon. Like how he gets when he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, and when he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is distracting him. He's enjoying some type of happiness and joy in his heart. That type of joy a person won't get when he is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially in the sin that he is committing, whether it is casting a lustful glance, Allah save us. Whether he is making zina, Allah save us. Whatever wrong the person is doing, in that ma'asiyat, for a few seconds, he may get some temporary lazzat, as we see. Some enjoyment of that sin, but it stops immediately after that. And then there's only misery, agony, pain and suffering. Hazrat Arif Billah Zakir Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, dozakh mein jannat ka maza? Impossible. That in jahannam, in fire, a person wants to get the maza of jannat and paradise. A person who is caught in a fire, he's burning. Does he expect to feel coolness there? Impossible. In the masiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that chain goes away. That sukoon goes away. That itminan of the heart goes away. The person becomes restless. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That person who turns away from my remembrance, for him is a wretched life, a very narrow life, a very straitened life, a life of agony and misery and pain and suffering. No sukoon. No matter what asbab of rahat he has, whatever means of comfort a person may possess and own, he may have a beautiful home. He may have an air-conditioned room. He's got all the luxury of this world, the best of beds and sofas. But he won't get any sukoon when he is in the masiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's moving away from his destination. Qibla has moved. The more further a person moves away from his destination, the more his pain and misery and agony. Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah, he gives a very beautiful example. He says, I was traveling by train once, and we are moving towards the eastern direction in India. And on the same coach was another person, well-dressed person. He sat in the same coach, and after some time, he realized he sat in the wrong train. And he was going in the total opposite direction. Now when he realized that, as the train is moving, he happened to see some board of some, that they were passing by, the area they were passing by, he realized that I'm sitting in the wrong train. Instead of going towards the east, he's going to the west. Completely opposite direction. So now he was began to have the pain, misery, agony, restlessness, becheni. He's parishan. He needed to go a certain place and now he's going total opposite. What is he going to do? He's parishan. Hazrat Thani Ramadhu came to know this. So Hazrat thought, let me just console him. He said, bhai, chalo hum kuch baat cheet kar le. So just to make him feel good now. He's sitting in the wrong train, nothing he can do now. He's not going to stop in any station, he's moving one way. So I said, let's talk. He said, are yaar, you want me to talk when I'm in such restlessness, I'm in pain? You don't know the kayfiyat of my heart now. I've got no sukoon. Because I'm far away from my manzil, the destination I needed to go, I'm going in the opposite direction. As the Thani Ramadhan said, there's a great sabak in this exact example for you and I. Allah forgive us our weaknesses, Allah give us the strength, make us have that ruhaniyat. We are supposed to be moving towards the manzil of akhirah, Jannah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're sitting in the wrong train. We're moving in the opposite direction. Masiyat, shaitan enticed us. He duped us. He deceived us. We took the wrong coach, the wrong train. And we thought we're going in the right direction. There is no stop now. It's moving one way. There is pain, agony, suffering. Allah's rahmat, Allah's kindness, we are. There are some stations. Quickly jump off, make tawbah, istighfar. But the point here, he says, imagine the becheni restlessness. This is what a person gets when he is in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only rahat, comfort. Yes, there'll be trials and tribulations and tests. There'll be, like we mentioned the other day, Allah ta'ala tests us through five examinations. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. There'll be loss of wealth or properties and there'll be some khawf, some fear, etc. All those things are part of the tests and trials a believer has to go through in this world. All that is a means of his sins getting wiped off and also raf'i darajat for him. His status is getting higher, and higher, and he's gaining the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discuss all in detail. So there'll be trials and tribulations. But he will have sukoon in his life. And this sukoon is what the awliya Allah had. The mashayikh ikram had. So you can have all the asbab rahat. The means of comfort, your most beautiful wife and children, they too will not bring you that sukoon when you are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're sitting in your factory, in your warehouse, in the varsity or in madrasa, in college, wherever it is. Your mind is working fast, you parishan, you bechain. Why? Because you're caught up in sin. Until and unless you don't give up this sin, you will not get that sukoon. And this is the sukoon we all are striving for. And this has been mentioned by all our mashayikh in tazkiyah, tasawuf, in different ways, different examples. Ayats are quoted, ahadith are quoted. The message is the same. That please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by obeying Allah, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, polishing and cleansing our heart, we'll get that sukoon. But if we live a life of masiyat and sin, then our life in this world would be of agony, misery, pain, suffering, and also in the akhirat. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says, such a person will raise him blind. Blind meaning, spiritually he is blind. May Allah protect us from spiritual blindness. May Allah give us basirat, basirat of the heart. Mashayikh maybe had a different level of that basirat, a noor in the heart. But we can strive. A little bit of nur we require. And inshallah, in this zamana also, a little bit of effort. You don't have to make the mujahada that mashayikh and awliya made in the past. Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind. Allah Ta'ala knows our environment, the challenges we are facing. Even on a cool night like this, it's raining, but still, alhamdulillah, what was it that brought you here? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. There's no sweetmeats, there's no money, nothing being distributed here. Nobody has got a register and marking any person here who's absent, who's present. We don't even know who is coming, who is going. But because you have come solely for the pleasure of Allah, this is one indication Allah wants to bring us closer to Him. So if we have that heart which has got the fikr, worry, concern to gain the pleasure of Allah, and we have that type of ears, we want to hear the love of Allah Ta'ala. We want to hear about the ishq of my Mawla, ishq of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell me more about my Allah. Let me hear the name of my Allah. May Allah give us the type of tongues and hearts also, where we can talk and sweetness comes out of our tongues and our hearts of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Inshallah, we will find ourselves moving in the right destination, sitting in the right train, and going gradually towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to gain the itminan of the qalb. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Is that the Durus Sharif?
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuh. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله مالي غناكم عافر ما مالي خطاكم عافر ما يا الله forgive us يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله يو غفور رحيم you love to forgive يا الله يا الله هم غنيغار هي هم سياكار هي هم بدكار هي يا الله But we are your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how terrible sinners we are, my Allah, still we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, ya Allah. You are our Malik, our Mola. There is no other Mola for us besides you, my Allah. There is no other Malik besides you. There is no other Ilah besides you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from all type of shortcomings, deficiencies, blemishes, my Allah. You are pure, you are absolutely pure, my Allah. You are Ghani, you are Samad, you are Beniaz, you are not Muhtaj, ya Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, make every breath of ours, every minute, every second be, ya Allah, spent in your ishq al-muhabbat, in the ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us your muhabbat, ya Allah. Fill our hearts. Make it be labrez, my Allah. Make it be overflowing, ya Allah. With your love, my Allah. May cleanse and polish our hearts. Hamari diloko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, we've got nobody else besides you, my Allah. You are our support, my Allah.
You are our guardian, you are our protector, my Allah. You are our raziq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, send these rains of rahmat upon us, my Allah. Allah, shower your special mercies upon us, my Allah. Jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, jo pareshan hal hai, pareshan dur farma. La ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim. لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس my Allah grant them مغفرة grant them the highest of stages in جنة my Allah Ya Allah, make it be easy for their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have left masoom children, many of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort. Mort in Medina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us a shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Ghost from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our parents' ihsan is upon us, Ya Allah. If they are living, given, Ya Allah, barakat, afiyat, sihat, izzat, may Allah. Protect them from all type of sicknesses, may Allah. Ya Allah, if they have left this world, grant them maghfirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the kulness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Our brothers have assembled here in your masjid, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's hajat and need, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and need, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties completely, my Allah. Give us that sukoon of the heart. Give us that sukoon, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله all those requested duas يا الله they're not present يا الله except all the jais murad also حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين